This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Most of us rely on mail more than we realize. Whether it's receiving checks, getting important documents, or even critical medicine, rural America depends on dependable service from the Postal Service. But across the countryside, delays are getting worse, not better. It turns out it's not just happening in your neck of the woods. We'll talk more right after this.
In rural Iowa, we know you're sold on your local radio station. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network partners with local Iowa stations to deliver the latest in agriculture news, including grain elevator prices, market reports, and ag policy news. Trusted local voices, trusted ag content. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Rural postal delivery is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins talked to us about a host of issues, including this one, and says rural communities across the Midwest are being left behind under new postal service plans.
If your listeners aren't aware, the U.S. Postal Service has been carrying out its new Delivering for America plan. And I will say that they're delivering for part of America, but not those of us who live in rural areas. So the part of that that is most problematic is called the Regional Transportation Optimization Plan. What that means is if you live in a rural area, either in a rural community or farmstead more than 50 miles from a regional processing center, you are going to experience delays in receiving your mail because your local post office now will only have one delivery and pickup a day rather than two. We're accustomed to having a pickup in the afternoon. That afternoon pickup has been delayed and delayed until the next day now for one pickup and delivery a day. And they argue that they are going to slow service in rural areas to save money. And the result will be speedier service for our suburban and urban counterparts. Frankly, I believe that's discriminatory.
Hawkins says this shift is hitting the smallest towns the hardest. When mail is only collected once a day, everything slows down. Payments take longer, farm business becomes harder to manage, and for people who depend on timely prescriptions or health supplies, the risks grow even bigger. He says farmers are already seeing the consequences in day-to-day work at the sale barn, in their mailboxes, and even their own households.
I think it's wrong to treat 50% of America differently than the other half just because of your zip code. The stories I hear from people about not receiving checks, people who sell calves at the sale barn, now wait for the check because they don't trust the mail to get their check on time, even after 2 weeks to get that check. I've had packages of critical medicine smashed, pulverized. I mean, GAO audits show we've got terrible problems at the regional processing centers. So if your folks in Iowa haven't been paying attention or if you're experiencing delays, it's because leadership in Washington, D.C. within the U.S. Postal Service has made the decision to treat you differently than those who live in Des Moines and your urban centers. I think that's wrong. It's time for Congress to step in. It is wrong to think that they are going to balance the budget of this critical function that's actually mentioned in the Constitution by our founding fathers, by the way. It is wrong to think that they're going to balance their budget on the backs of those of us who live, work, and serve in rural America.
Rural America understands the need for the Postal Service to be financially secure, but not at the expense of people who rely on it the most. He says farmers and rural residents deserve the same level of service as anyone else, and the decisions in Washington should not be balancing the budget by slowing delivery to half the country. He believes the next stop is for Congress to step in. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.